is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Out of the Mouths of Puppies. Hey, watch Susan. Spot's chasing his little tail again. Go on, Spot. Catch it. Good dog. Hooray, he's caught it. Hey, look, Susan. Look, Susan.
Will you shut up while I'm writing this letter? And keep that little mongrel quiet as well.
There you are. Oh, you've upset him now. Take no notice, Spot. Here, I'll give you some new dog meat. You'll like this. It's called Susie Leg.
Get away from me, you little horror.
Well, stop calling Spot rude names. He's very clever, Spot is. I've taught him to hold his paw.
Lots of dogs hold their paw up.
Yes, to shake hands with, yes. Spot holds his paw when he wants to leave the room. Come on, Spot. Lesson 2, carrying a rolled-up newspaper in your mouth. 3 times round the room earns you a packet of dog biscuits or one of me granddad's slippers.
Look, if you don't behave with that dog, I'll take it somewhere else.
Well, that's nice. After I've offered to look after it for your pal, Janice Carter, while she's away. You didn't mind it when I looked after it before.
No, we didn't know the trouble you were going to cause with it. When Spot was ill, you thought it was Grandad, and you and Alfie were giving him dog powders.
Yes, me Grandad was mad. When he found out I'd been treating him for an attack of distemper, he nearly had to treat me for an attack on me sit-upon.
Very funny. Look, it's time that dog was where you should be, in bed.
Give over. It's Friday. We're both stopping up to watch the telly. That cereal about a pudding.
A cereal about a pudding?
Yes, the Forsyth Sago.
Oh, what a dreadful joke. Who made that up, Spot?
No, the other little lapdog. Your boyfriend, Alfie All.
That'll do. I hope he isn't going to keep me awake again, whining all night in the kitchen.
Well, if he does, just send him home on his motorbike.
Oh, you're a scream.
I know, and it's all free. I should charge you entertainment tax. Anyway, Spot won't be whining now he's got a proper bed. You'll be nice and snug in your little basket, won't you, Spot?
Oh, don't tell me you've been out and wasted your money on a dog basket.
Of course not. I've saved me money and borrowed your needlework basket.
What?
It just fits in. And I've borrowed the pincushion for his pillow.
Oh, you little horror, give me that basket. I'm not having that puppy chewing it up to pieces.
It'll be all right. It's got a blanket inside.
A blanket?
Well, it's me granddad's old kilt. And his sporran.
His sporran?
Yeah, it's all soft and hairy. Spot might think it's another puppy and could look to it. Right, Spot, carry the paper again.
Oh, Pat, it was in tonight's paper. I nearly laughed myself hoarse when I read it.
Well, it does sound a bit funny. The Higginbottoms advertising their wedding anniversary. Everybody calls their marriage the 15 Years War.
Here, I'll show you that vet. Where's the nice paper, Susan?
I think the Wonder Dog's having it for his supper.
What? Oh, no. It's torn to ribbons and I haven't read it yet, Jimmy.
I was teaching Spot to carry it, Mum, so he can go to the shop for it when the lad forgets to deliver it.
Ah, don't talk silly.
Well, it'll be quicker than when you go for it, Grandad. About 6:30, you say. Ugh, I'll just a wee doon to the shop for the echo. And you bring it home 4 hours later. Wrap round 2 bottles of light ale.
Well, that'll do, Jimmy. Oh, thank heavens we've only got that puppy for another week. I don't know which of you two has been the most trouble.
It's him, my dear little brother. Do you know what he's done, Mother? Made that dog a bed up in my needlework basket.
What? Oh, that's a funny thought.
I'm glad you think so, Grandad, because he's got your kilt for a blanket.
What?
It's only the old one you've grown out of, Grandad. The one that looks more like a tartan miniskirt.
Oh, the trouble has been over this puppy. I was the one who had to go out and catch him when he got out through the hole that you made in the garden fence.
What?
It was an accident, Grandad. I was running with something heavy under my arm and I slipped.
What did you got under your arm?
My pal Ozzy's head. I was practising scoring a rugby try.
You young hooligan, if there's any more trouble from you, you won't go to the Speedway racing tomorrow night with your pal Ozzy. It'll save me buying you a ticket.
Oh, but Grandad!
And you'll mend that fence, understand?
Yes, Grandad.
And you'll make other sleeping arrangements for that puppy, right?
Yes, ma'am. Spot can come upstairs and share my bed.
You what?
Well, we might as well sleep together. After all, we're both leading a dog's life.
Now, where's me tie lever gone, Jimmy? Trust me to have a puncture in the dark when I'm taking your Susan to the dancing class. We're trying to get in come dancing on the telly, but I can't find it. Not the telly, that's a tour, me tire lever. It's Bertha Lumsden's formation team now. It should be on the pavement. Not the dancing. No, I need it to get me tire off.
Alfie, you don't need a tire lever. Just use your tongue.
Hey, don't be funny. If I can't find my tongue, I'll have to borrow one. Tire lever, I mean. Go, I'm all mixed up.
Oh, good. For a minute, I thought there was something wrong with you.
There'll be something wrong with you if you come near my fist. Ooh, I'm fed up.
Well, I'll give you a laugh to cheer you up. Have you seen tonight's paper?
No.
There's an advert in it saying Ozzy's mum and dad have been married 15 years. Me granddad said it should have been in the agony column.
Well, I like that. Yeah, it's the day of their anniversary.
Oh, no, it's the day they got married. Ozzy's mum's making Mr. Higginbottom take her out tonight to celebrate.
Well, you couldn't blame her if she got a bit tiddly after 15 years of that big mouth windbag.
Oh, he's not like that all the time, Alfie. I mean, for once he hasn't said a word.
When?
All the time he's been standing behind you.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Big Mouth. Big Bottom. Big Bottom. I didn't see you.
You won't see anything after I've closed both your eyes for you. And I'll deal with you after I've sorted out this young monkey.
Me? What have I done?
I've got something for you in this parcel here.
A present? For me? Mr. Higginbottom, you shouldn't have... What is it?
It's a toy speedboat with a rudder missing, no engine and a hole in the bottom.
You what? Jimmy doesn't want a boat with no bottom. I mean, making a hole in the rudder.
Neither does my Ozzy, but he bought it off Clitheroe for £2.
Didn't I tell Ozzy it wasn't under guarantee?
You'll be under the doctor if you don't hand that £2 back. It's no good. When you try to sail it, it goes under the water.
Oh, yes. I forgot to tell him. It's supposed to be a submarine as well.
That does it. Come on, £2.
But I've got no money. Shall I write you an IOU?
Yes, in your own blood if you don't hand that cash over. Or would you rather I asked your grandad, old Jock Tightwad?
Oh, heck, don't tell him. He'll stop me going to the Speedway. Alfie, what's that in your pocket?
Which pocket?
Is it? Well, can I borrow it or do you need it yourself? Well,
no, I don't think I'm... What are you talking about?
That half crown in your pocket. They're no good now. You can't use them. So you might as well give it to me.
I haven't got half a crown. Look, I've got a £2 piece.
That's the one. Thanks, Alfie. Mr. Whittle, we're doing very well mending this fence, aren't we?
I am that, Jim. I was just thinking when I was listening to you talking, it must be very hard work for you, lifting that heavy jar up and down.
Well, I'd help you if I could, but I've got to hang on to Spot's lead so he doesn't get out again.
Oh, I can see you're having a struggle with him, Jim. He must be 6 inches high if he's a day. Proper little weary wolf.
Okay. Did you see him when he walked past where you were working? He cocked his leg up. I thought he was going to knock a nail in for you.
Ah, Jim, very illustrious, very illustrious. Talking about nails, just get me a few out of that bag, will you?
Right, Mr. Whittle, here we are. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, Jim, don't go holding them nails in your mouth like that. You've only got to forget yourself and swallow, and you'll get pins and needles in funny places. Hey, who's that waving to it? Oh, it's Alfie Hall, isn't it?
Yeah. Come on, Spot. I want to show you a trick. Sitting up and begging. Alfie does it marvellous for our Susan.
All right, you carry on.
Hello, Alfie. Have you called for our Susan?
Yes, Jimmy. She's ready for me to take her out shopping, honey. I'm in a hurry to get away. You see, I had a bit of trouble coming here on my motorbike. I was going up Renshaw Street, and I stuck my hand out to turn right into Cedar Square. Then I remembered it's one way, so I stuck my left hand out to turn into Balaclava Grove. But I forgot my right hand was still out. I ran in the back of the taxi.
And the driver charged you waiting time while he clouted you in the clock.
It wasn't funny. It was Higginbottom's taxi. I dented his back bumper. He shouted after me as I drove away. I'll see you after I've seen Sinclair and sorted the kid out again, you stupid looking. And a foreign word, I think.
Well, I don't know why he wants to see me and me grandad. Oh, heck, yes, I do. He'll have found out about Ozzy getting his clothes dirty.
Yeah, what have you been up to now?
Last night when I went round to see Ozzy about that toy boat while his mum and dad were at the pub, I found him in the back garden.
Ah, no, and you had a fight with him.
I didn't. I just gave him some beauty treatment. A mud pack.
Oh, heck. Well, Higginbottom's on his way round here and he's looking for trouble.
Well, he's coming to a good place to find it. Wick, if he tells me Grandad what I did to Ozzy, I've definitely had the speedway racing tonight.
Well, I can't help that. Oh, there's Mr. Whittle. Yeah, but I want a word with him. You won't be a minute.
Right, Alfie. Oh, heck. What am I going to do, Spot? You're right. But would they take both of us in the dog's home? If only I could get me grandad and myself away from the house before the old dragon calls. I could ask me grandad to give me my ticket for the speedway before he'd have time to call back again. But what excuse could I make? Hey, stuck you in your lead. If you swallow it, we'll have to take you to the vet and hey, that's it. Them nails I was going to give Mr. Whittle. If I put them in my mouth again and swallowed one, me granddad'd have to take me straight off to the hospital. Don't panic. I'll only pretend to swallow it. I'm not balmy, you know. Come on, we'll go over to Mr. Whittle and Alfie. But don't let on what I'm up to.
Oh, that's awful, Jimmy. But a nail? Why did he go and swallow a nail for?
Because I couldn't find any drawing pins, you daft-looking... Don't just stand there, do something.
We'd better get him in the house.
Aye, I think we'd better carry him. If he walks, the movement might dislodge the nail and implications might set in.
It's all right, I'll just walk slowly. Then I'll... Ow! Oh! Ow!
Whack. It sounds as if the nail might have done some damage already.
Well, there's only one way to find out, Alfie. Stick me in a bath full of water.
What for?
If you see any bubbles coming out of me, stand by to mend another puncture.
Jimmy, will you just be quiet for a few minutes?
Oh, yes, Jim, you're not well. Don't be such an impatient patient. Your grandad'll be back soon.
He should have taken me straight to the doctor instead of leaving me here with a tum full of old iron.
He's only gone down the road for Mother.
I didn't want me, Mum. I just wanted to get away before he came. Before she came. Home. I didn't want to worry her.
Oh, look, Jim, Alfie's phoning for the taxi. Your mum and grandad will be here before he gets one.
Knowing Alfie, Christmas will be here before he gets one.
All right, cut out the jokes. I thought you were supposed to be in pain.
I am, but I'm brave with it.
Oh, yes, you're very brave.
Now, I don't want to take sides. I prefer to be neutered, but... We've got to admit, Susan, that Jim's behaving very well over this business.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we're doing all we can, Jimmy. You'll just have to be patient and wait.
Well, couldn't I have me dinner while I'm waiting? You should have had it ready by now.
Oh, it is ready. That's not the point. You can't eat your dinner after you've swallowed a nail.
Don't be daft. How much room do you think a nail takes up?
I'll fix a taxi for you, Jim.
Oh, good. Did he say he'd come straight away?
No, the taxi isn't quite ready, so he said he'd be here in 10 minutes. Well, no, not him, his wife. No, not be here. Said, I mean. She was on the phone, and she said he'd come as soon as he'd finished straightening the bumper. The taxis, I mean. How do you feel, Jimmy?
Dizzy, listening to you.
I mean, how's your stomach?
A bit like your head. Empty.
Don't be cheeky.
Well, it's no use. If I don't get some food soon, I'll eat them apples off the kitchen wallpaper.
Oh, it's no good, Jim. They want to take the x-ray picture to see where the nail is, so you can't go filling up with dinner.
Get away. If they can take a picture through a pullover, shirt and vest, surely they can take it through a bit of steak and kidney pudding.
It's no good, Jim. Susan's right. The danger is, if you have any scoff, the nail might start to meander.
If I don't get any food, every time I walk, I'll rattle.
Oh, dear, Jimmy, are you all right?
Now, don't worry, Pat. We'll soon have him at the hospital.
Hello, Mum. Grandad.
Does it hurt, son?
Oh. Not much, Mum.
Is there anything we can do?
Yes, give me a meat pie. I think the hunger pains.
Oh, don't be silly. Alfie, is the taxi coming?
Yeah, it'll be here in about 10 minutes.
Yes, so there's plenty of time for a meat pie.
I can't give you a meat pie, son.
Well, a sandwich, then.
No, I can't.
A cake.
Oh, Jimmy.
A dog biscuit.
Stop it now, Jimmy. I wish that taxi were here.
Yeah, well, it won't be long, Mrs. Higginbottom told me.
I'm not worried about waiting. Who?
Mrs. Higginbottom.
You mean it's Higginbottom's taxi? You big daft. Quick, Grandad. Oh, phone for another taxi straight away.
Oh, my goodness, it's getting worse, is it?
It will do if he comes. Wait for him. I mean, ow, ooh, ooh.
All right. I'll phone the taxi rank. There's always one there.
What about Mr. Higginbottom?
Tell Higginbottom I'm too ill to be smacked. Tell him I've gone to hospital to have 9 operations, 3 blood transfusions and an injection for dandruff.
Did little Spotty Watty want to go with them then? Ah, oh, never mind, it won't be long. They'll come back as soon as they've emptied Jimmy's tummy, won't they? Now, it's no good crying. They won't let little puppy whoopies go to hospital. Because you might catch a germ. if you're rubbed against a wall, you might get whitewashed. Distemper, I mean. Oh, come here. Uncle Alfie has a nice toffee waffy for Spotty Watty.
Have you got one for Iggy Wiggy?
Mr. Higginbottom, it's you.
Yes, the front door was open, so I walked straight in.
Susan must have left it open. She just gone down to the shops for some dog food.
Sorry, I didn't know I was interrupting your dinner.
Oh, no, it's for... you're kidding, aren't you?
Get away. How did you guess? Well, where's this young lad of theirs that they want taken to the hospital?
You're too late.
What? You don't mean...
He's gone.
Oh, no. Well, where's his mother and grandfather?
They've gone too.
What?
Yeah, Susan's gone to the shops. Oh, I told you that, but I'm still here.
You could have fooled me. Look, tell me what's happened.
But they've gone to the hospital with Jimmy, Mrs. Sinclair and old Mr. Clitheroe. But the other way around, with Mr. Whittle. But he's gone as well, and they've all taken Jimmy because he swallowed Mr. Whittle's nail. But one of his nails. Not a finger, iron ones, you know.
Give your mouth a rest and listen. You mean you phoned up for my taxi and now you don't want me?
That's right. You see, Mr. Sinclair got another one because you're too slow. Not with it. Not here, but late. And he told me to see you.
Well, in that case, I'd like to see the colour of your money. 5 bob.
Well, it's the same colour as... You what? 5 bob?
That's what you're going to pay me for my trouble, or else I'll give you 5 knuckles for your trouble round the ear.
Why should I pay you? Jimmy's the one who was scared to see you because of his trouble with Ozzy. Tell me one good reason why I should hand over 5 bob to you.
Can you see that fist?
Yes, that's a good reason. Yeah. Oh, we don't have half crowns now. I've got these 3 2-bobs, only they call them 10 new pence. That means there's a shilling...
For me tip, thanks. Now, what were you saying about young Clitheroe and my Ozzy?
Well, only that when he realised you were coming round to sort him out for dirty Ozzy's clothes last night, he got scared.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because he didn't think Ozzy would tell you that Jimmy chipped him up in the mud.
He was right. Ozzy didn't tell me.
Yes, you see, so that, who told you?
You did. Now?
Oh, dear, keep it, he'll murder me. Oh, don't smack him when he... What the heck did you say you were coming here for, then?
I was bringing his ticket for the Speedway racing.
You what?
I know it sounds funny, but... Last night in the pub, old Sinclair was a bit merry. He got a sudden rush of generosity. And he said he'd pay for Clitheroe and my Ozzy to go to the Speedway racing. So before his Scotch blood had time to cool down, I said, right, give me the money and I'll collect the tickets this morning. And that's what I did.
You mean you didn't? But Ozzy and I've blabbed the... Oh, heck.
Very nice toffees, them, Alfie. I think I could just manage another one.
Ah, good, here you are.
Tot.
You certainly deserve something, being as brave as you've been. I thought you'd have come back from the hospital looking all white and trembling.
Oh, I'm pretty tough, Alfie. It takes more than a hospital to scare me. I told the doctor, I said, once you've seen that nail on the X-ray, just start cutting. Don't bother about any chloroform. I'll be like a tough cowboy. I'll just bite on a bullet or have a slug of whiskey.
Get away, Day. I bet that impressed him.
He said he'd never had one like me. I said, when you stitch me up, just give me a nod and I'll hold my finger on the cotton while you tie the knot. Them are very good toffees.
Yes, here. There's only one left.
Well, that'll do for now.
I'm just making some food for Jimmy, Alfie. Would you like something?
No, thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe. Hey, Jimmy was just telling me that he didn't have any floriclime. Chloriform or anything.
Well, he didn't need any.
Her mum's busy, Alfie.
He just let him take the nail straight out.
He took it out himself.
Are you sure you're not hungry, Alfie?
You must have been surprised, Mrs. Clitheroe, when Jimmy took the nail out himself.
Not really. He took it out of his pocket.
You what?
I hadn't swallowed it. It was a mistake.
I thought there was something funny. But what happened when they found out you hadn't swallowed the nail?
Well, my granddad went purple and nearly swallowed his teeth. I suppose it was the price of the taxi.
Now, don't you be cheeky. Your granddad was very pleased you hadn't swallowed it, but he was puzzled about the pains in the stomach that you'd had. That's why he insisted on you still seeing the doctor.
It was just that I thought I'd swallowed it. It was in the mind, like they told us at school, what they call psychonomagical.
Well, it's a relief anyway. The doctor said it was just old-fashioned stomachache. That's why your granddad's gone to the chemist. Anyway, you're still hungry, so I'll get on with the cooking.
Right, Mum, I think I'll survive till it's ready.
Hey, when did you find the nail?
As soon as the nurse said, even if it didn't show on the X-ray, I'd have to stay in for observation. Bless you.
Look, I don't get you.
I couldn't stay in there and miss the Speedway. Look, I'll let you into a little secret. I only pretended to swallow the nail so that I could get me mum, me grandad and me out of the way before Higginbottom arrived.
Well, you little twister.
Don't you mean genius? Listen, Did you tell Mr. Higginbottom he had to leave me alone because I was ill?
Yes. Well, but I told him more than that. You see...
Come in, Higgy, for a minute.
No, I can't really stop, Pete. I'll just give it to him and then I'll go.
Oh, heck.
Oh, all right, then. I'll see you later. I want a word with Pat in the kitchen.
Right, Pete. Now then, Clitheroe.
Mr. Higginbottom, don't hit me. I'm not well.
I'm not going to hit you.
But you said you were going to give it to me.
I am. I'm giving you this ticket for the speedway racing that your grandad paid for.
Ticket? For the speedway racing? Oh, thanks, Mr. Higginbottom.
I only got it because your grandad paid for my Aussie as well.
You mean that's why you were coming round here today?
That's right.
Not to hit me because I ruined... Britannia.
No, I wasn't coming to hit you because you'd pushed Ozzy in the mud.
Well, of course, you didn't know I pushed... You know, he told you.
Yes, he's got a big mouth.
Well, he's your son, I mean...
Ozzy didn't say anything. Alfie here told me.
What?
It was an accident, Jimmy. He slipped out, but I didn't know what I was talking about.
Bend over while I kick you in the brains. Mr. Higginbottom, I'm sorry, and it's very nice of you not to smack me.
I would have done, but since you've been through all that trouble swallowing a nail, I'll forget it this time.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Higginbottom.
Did they find the nail all right?
Yes, it was in his pocket. The warning!
That was silly, Alfie, putting your ankle under my foot. You might have hurt yourself.
Oh, shut up, you.
Well, I've got to be off, so just watch it in future, Clitheroe.
Yes, sir, Mr. Higginbottom. Sir.
Ta-ra, then, lad.
Ta-ra.
So long. Blabbermouth.
Cheerio. I wish you'd stop kicking my ankle every time I speak.
I had to. I couldn't reach your mouth.
Now, look at you.
Luke, you nearly got me murdered.
All right. I suppose I did ask for it.
Well, Alfie, all's well that ends well. I'll just have some grub and start getting ready for the speedway.
Oh, no, you won't, young man. Will he, Pat?
What do you mean?
Your grandad means that you're going to bed as soon as you've had your medicine.
But the ticket, it's paid for.
Your grandad will take it back. There's the spoon, Father.
I don't need any medicine. There's nothing wrong with me.
Oh, no? I suppose you didn't have them violent pains in your stomach today? You weren't in agony?
No. I mean, yes. But it was a false alarm. The nail, I mean.
Jimmy, the doctor said you've got to have this and go to bed.
What is it?
Castor oil.
Oh, I'm not having that.
Yeah, go on, Jimmy. Show us how brave you are. I mean, you were ill, weren't you?
You know I wasn't. Was. Oh, heck. Let's have it. I'll hold me nose. Oh, don't some bothers have them.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Brian Truman as Mr. Whittle. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
To the speedway after all. 3 days later, me grandad changed both tickets and I couldn't understand why Ozzy waited to go with me. Then I found out. He said he wouldn't tell me grandad the truth about me swallowing the nail if I paid for the lemonade, popcorn, 2 lollipops a week, carried his boots to school and called him Sir. I daren't touch him myself, but Charlie Thompson can. So I've just bought a quarter of toffees for Charlie. Ta-ra!
you're welcome. Hey, wait a minute. Give me that too, Bob.
Oh, do you want to borrow it?
Of course not.
Well, I'll give it to Mr. Higginbottom then.
What a talker. Look, when this lad grows up, he'll do a bomb in the government.
No. Look, you're not giving that to Bob, to Mr. Higginbottom.
Oh, you mean you want to give it to him?
Yes, yeah, Mr. Higginbottom.
Thanks, you poor fool. Here, do you want the boat?
Yeah, of course not. I don't want a kid's boat. I'm a man. I'm grown up.
That, my friend, is a matter of opinion.
I saw the man do that when he was mending my shoes. It was funny. He hit his thumb and he had so many nails in his mouth he couldn't open it to swear.
Let's ask him for trouble, Dar. I remember a fella I met when I was road building out east. He was a sword swallower called Mustafa Ben Ali. He came from Bootle. Sword swallower, glass muncher, razor blade chewer. You name it, he'd swallow it.
Like I'm swallowing this story of yours now.
Yeah. Oh, no, straight up, Jim. He thought he could do nothing wrong. Kidded himself he was indelible. For years he'd swallowed bits of iron and steel without any bother. Then one Christmas, catastrophe. He was in hospital for 3 weeks.
What happened?
He swallowed a trypany bit in his Christmas pudding.
When people rang the hospital to ask how he was, they said there was a little change in him. Trypany bit, little change in him.
All right, Jim, all right. Touchy, as the French say.